97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And this is a situation where my mom's going to be really proud of me. Because my mom doesn't really like the music of the station. And she doesn't really know a lot about, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But there are certain keywords and there are certain key shows that my mom loves. And one of them is the Steve Wilkos Show. So, ladies and gentlemen, live on the phone, Steve Wilkos. Steve, good morning. How are you, dude?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Can I tell you how many points you're giving me in my mom's category right now?
I hear that a lot. A lot of parents like my show for some reason.
Well, I mean, you literally are the American dream. I mean, come on. You grow up, you do the military thing. You're a cop in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're a cop in Chicago, and as a part-time gig, just to make some extra bucks, you do security for Jerry Springer.
Yep.
And from there, so what exactly? When was the first time? I mean, everyone fell in love with you as the security guy from Springer. When's the first time? Did Jerry like call in sick, and they're like, "We still have a show here," and they hand you on? Is that what happened? They just like kind of like, "He's sick. Here's a microphone. Go."
You know what happened was when the Springer show took off and my popularity on the show, people started for some reason liking me. They would give me little things to do where I'd close out the show, where I'd walk with the guests at the end of the show, and I would just be talking with them. And it was not scripted or anything. They would just tell me, just talk to the guest, and we're going to include that at the back of the show. And I said, okay. So I started doing that, and then when Jerry went, and we did this series called Steve to the Rescue, where I'd go out and help somebody that called into the Springer show, and they're like, can Steve help me? I'm in this situation. Well, we went out and we did it. Well, people they really liked it, the thing in the Springer show. So when Jerry went on Dancing with Stars, they couldn't shut the production of the show down. So they needed somebody to host the show while he was gone. Well, they thought he'd be the first one voted off the show, so they didn't think it was going to be a big deal. Somebody'd have to come in, do a couple shows, and he'd be back. Well, it turns out Jerry did really well, and he was on the show for like 5 weeks.
Okay.
Well, I was the guy that filled in for him. They said, they came to me and said, you're going to host for Jerry while he was gone. And they must have thought I did pretty good, and the ratings were good, and somebody decided, said, hey, let's give this guy his own show, and the rest is history.
So when you were filling in, did they still pay you the security guard rate, or did they bump your pay for those couple weeks?
They gave me bonuses for whenever I hosted, because then after that, when Jerry, he's like, oh, I could take a day off, because now Steve can host the show.
Right.
So he started getting comfortable with that. He'd be like, Steve, can you do the shows Monday? And I'm like, yeah, and I'd get a bonus for every time I hosted the show. So I was like, when he went to take off, I was really happy.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Steve Wilkos. It's the Steve Wilkos Show. It's on all over the place. And talk a little bit about USA Cares, if you would.
USA Cares is an organization, and you can go to USA.org if you want to help out. And it's for our servicemen, men and women that are serving overseas, and it's really for their families. A lot of these military's families struggle, whether spouse or is overseas serving, and the last thing we want our servicemen to do is be worrying about their families at home, whether they can pay their light bill, their car bill, their mortgage. A lot of times these military families struggle, and USA Cares kind of really steps in and helps these families that are struggling so that our servicemen and women don't have to worry about their families back home.
That's very cool. Again, we're talking to Steve Wilkos. It's the Steve Wilkos Show. Do you have a website? Are you on Facebook? Are you on Twitter?
It's stevewilkos.com. There's Steve Wilkos MySpace. There's Steve Wilkos Facebook. But you can go on any of those, and you get a lot of information about the show.
Absolutely. Now, I hear little ones in the background. Are those yours?
That's my son. He's playing with his mom right now.
That's nice. How old?
He's 4 years old.
4 years old and married. What does the wife think about... Did the wife come through the whole cop to security guy to host to your own show?
We met on Jerry Springer. She was a producer on Jerry Springer.
I was going to say, if she's a guest, I'm leaving right now.
Oh, well, I found out that she wasn't a man, and then I fell in love with her. she's my executive producer on my show, and she's Jerry's executive producer, so she's involved heavily with both shows.
Oh, wow. So that's got to be nice in the sense that she... You know, she understands the business. She understands what goes into it.
And it's good for her, too, because most people that are married to producers in TV, they understand that this is a tough business. And producers, my producers work tremendous hours. And they sacrifice a lot to do a really good show. And vice versa. My wife understands the business of being in TV, being a host of a show. So she really gets it, and I get her job, and we're very understanding of each other. And that's why I think we have such a good marriage.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Steve Wilkos, the Steve Wilkos Show, stevewilkos.com. Of course, you catch it all the time, Monday through Friday. Kind of a peek behind the curtain, Steve. People know the host. People know, like, the band leader of certain shows and whatever. But people don't know what the executive producers do. They pretty much are the show. I mean, the host is the centerpiece.
Well, you know what? The truth, and I tell this to everybody, I'm only as good as my wife is good, because my wife is the one who really puts the show together.
Right.
And if what she gives me to work with, that's only as good as I'm going to be. Because if she doesn't give me a good show, there's not a lot I can do with it.
Right.
So the truth is, the executive producer, the producers of the show, they're the heart of the show, because they're the ones who go out, interview the stories, determine if the story is going to be entertaining enough. So they're the ones who really, like I said, it's nice, and it's my personality that people tune in to see or see me. But I'm only as good as the stories that they give me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Steve Wilkos. Do you ever miss the train wreck? What I mean by that is, you know, Springer is like train wreck to the nth degree, and you have situations that you try to help. The ones on the other show, you can't really help. Just, it is what it is, and wow, please don't procreate.
You know? When I miss the train wreck, I just go in, I have lunch with my wife, and then I'll stand backstage and watch the Springer show, which I do from time to time, because I do enjoy it, and it's great to see it live, and then I get to see Jerry, and so, because, you know, a lot of those people that work on that show I've been friends with for years and years and years, and it's nice to go in on days when they're taping, and I do miss it, but I'll go in, and I'll have lunch with my wife, and I'll catch some of the taping.
Again, Steve Wilkos, the Steve Wilkos Show, stevewilkos.com. I'm wondering, because I know you started out doing the security part-time. How long into it did you remain being a full-time cop and doing the double duty?
I started at Springer in 1994. I had been a police officer at that time about 4 years, and I did both of them till 2001.
Till 2001?
Yeah, so I did both of them for about 7 years.
And what kind of scheduling were you doing?
Well, I would do the Springer show during the day at like 11 and a 1 o'clock taping. And then I would race to work as a cop from 4 to midnight. And then from midnight till about 4 in the morning, I worked in nightclubs as security. So then at 4 in the morning, I'd get off, I'd race home, get a couple hours sleep, and then start it all over again.
No rest for the wicked, and hard work has paid off for you. I'm really proud of you, brother.
Thank you.
It's Steve Wilkos. One thing before you go, it's called the Quick Six. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about the real you, all right?
Okay.
All right, Steve Wilkos. What is the movie you will stop and watch every single time it's on?
The last one I saw that I just thought it was great, Inglourious Basterds with Brad Pitt.
Well, last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z.
Favorite toy as a child?
G.I. Joe.
You're going on a road trip. What snacks do you grab at the gas station?
Slim Jims.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Butt.
And finally, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
I can't say that on the air.
Nice. It's Steve Wilkos, everybody. The Steve Wilkos Show. You see it all over the place. And stevewilkos.com. Steve, thank you so much for the time. And like I said, you gave me brownie points for my mom.
Thanks. And tell her I said hi.
I will, absolutely. Steve Wilkos, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.